USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump wants to push forward with reopening the country, and he was pushing back on anyone who wants to use caution. Some experts believe schools should remain closed in the fall. The president said he wasn't worried about the children getting the virus.
I don't consider our country coming back if the schools are closed. And it's had very little, very unusual situation. It's had very little impact on young people.
As he appeared alongside the governors of Colorado and North Dakota, the president wasn't asked about the inflammatory syndrome that's now being reported by doctors in 17 states. But he signaled he was aware of the possible risks to children as he urged the reopening of schools in the fall.
With the young children, and students, just take a look at the statistics. It's pretty amazing.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The World Health Organization's Dr. Michael Ryan says the effort to find a vaccine goes on in labs around the world, but he also cautions.
This virus may become just another endemic virus in our communities, and this virus may never go away. HIV has not gone away, but we've come to terms with the virus.
In their daily tally, Johns Hopkins University reports that the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic now stands at more than 84,100 people. That's roughly 29% of the world's total of just under 300,000 people. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell is warning of the lasting damage a prolonged recession could cause.
We ought to do what we can to avoid these outcomes, and that may require additional policy measures. At the Fed, we will continue to use our tools to their fullest until the crisis has passed and the economic recovery is well underway.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Supreme Court heard two cases that could have a significant impact on faithless electors, rogue voters in the Electoral College who cast the formal ballots for the President of the United States. Both cases stem from the 2016 U.S. presidential election concerning three electors in Washington State and one in Colorado who defied their state results and cast their ballots for other candidates. The High Court ruling could have a profound effect on elections should the justices side with the plaintiffs, which include four electors from Washington and Colorado, who argue that state laws requiring them to cast a ballot for the state popular vote winner are unconstitutional. There is no federal law that requires electors to vote for whichever candidate carries the state. But most states have procedures that invalidate faithless electors and replace them with someone who will vote accordingly. There were a total of 10 faithless electors in the 2016 election, which raised concern about their potential to disrupt elections in the future. Some states are urging the Supreme Court to rule against the electors, citing then-Republican nominee George W. Bush's win over Vice President Al Gore in 2000 as an example of how an inability to replace even one elector could throw an election. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com.